Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. How are you? Are you kicking ass and taking names today? I sure as hell hope so. So today is the last episode of season two, but do not worry. I will be back July 11th in your earbuds, bringing all of the SEO goodness to you. It's going to be an awesome kick-ass season, especially as we start prepping for Q4. Dare I even say it? I know. Holy shit. Can you believe we're almost halfway through the year? Yeah. Ooh. Every year on January 1st, I'm like, this is the year I'm going to get my shit together. And then every year around this time, I'm like, oh, whoops. It's all right. I'm simultaneously supporting an entire industry of planners and New Year's resolutions, even though I don't believe in them. So in today's episode, we are going to talk about Google's huge update at the I/O conference last week. You might have been following it. Maybe you haven't. And some predictions for the future of search and SEO based on this update. If you have been paying attention to the AI news world or you've been using ChatGPT and loving it or hating it or whatever, then you know that AI is like a hot topic right now. It is the popular girl at school and everybody and their brother wants in on AI and the revolution that it is bringing to our work processes, our systems, our daily tasks, all the things. And you probably heard that Bing brought ChatGPT into its search engine, right? As a separate entity. So you have the Bing search engine and then you have ChatGPT. Now, Google, not wanting to be one-upped, of course, announced at Google I/O last week that they are bringing generative AI to search, not in the form of Bard, though Bard is still going to be a separate thing as in the chatbot, but AI is going to be integrated into their entire system, their entire platform, all of Google search, however you want to think about it. That's how it's going to be because you will type something in and AI will give you a response. Now, I'm going to include in the show notes a couple of articles that have GIFs that are from Google that actually map out how this is going to look. But a week before I/O, I had said that one of my thoughts about the future of SEO is that the 10 blue links, as we know them, are going to get pushed down or gone completely. And that's sure enough what's happening. With this new Google update, those 10 blue links, as you know them, right? You go to Google, you type something in, those 10 blue links on the quote unquote first page of results pop up, and there you go. That's getting way pushed down. AI is going to take up above the fold, and on mobile, that's all you're going to see. There are some cool features about it, though, including the ability to ask a follow-up question without needing to start your search all over again. So imagine being like, what's the best dress to wear to a wedding in Miami? This is actually from like the GIF. And then you get your results and you see your dress and you're like, okay, what are, pair this dress with, you know, kitten heels, and it will find some for you. So that's cool. Okay. I'm not going to lie. And everybody who has listened to any of my ChatGPT episodes or follows me on Instagram knows how I feel about ChatGPT. It's a love hate. And it's actually, let me just say this as we're winding down season two. It's not that I have a dislike of the technology. I have a dislike of how the technology is unregulated at this point in time and how it's being marketed to small business owners and solopreneurs. That's really where my like issue is. And that important issues related to copyright and things like that are just glossed over because, oh my God, this is so cool. And I'm marketing all of my ChatGPT prompts to you. And it's a lot of emotion from a lot of people because I think anytime there's new technology and people are cashing in on it, especially people who consider themselves like ethical business owners or people who would never, ever take advantage of anybody like that, and they get called out, it's an uncomfortable thing, but that's what I'm here for. So there's nothing wrong with using ChatGPT, but I do believe that we have a responsibility to use it in a way that is ethical and perpetuates integrity in the business world. I also think that people are not really wanting to talk about or completely ignoring how this is a global economy game changer. There's zero doubt about that. And let me just say this one thing before I get into my SEO predictions for 2023 and beyond, like late 2023, in lieu of this update from Google, is that if you are a marketer on Instagram or any social media platform, and you're telling your audience that AI won't steal your jobs, you are a liar. Yeah, I'm taking like a long pause there. Because if I see one more influencer marketer tell people that ChatGPT is not at risk for taking anybody's jobs, then they're not reading the news, okay? Because it already has taken jobs and it will continue to change the job market. I'm staying neutral on this because is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I mean, I have my opinions on that. So I don't want those to override the basic information. But if you're an influencer marketer, you're not listening to my podcast. But if you are, and you're telling people that this technology is not a game changer when it comes to the job market, you're either so incredibly misinformed or you're just a flat out liar. So, okay. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's talk about, so generative AI is coming to Google search, okay? So I'm going to include in the show notes so you can read an article where you can see it in action, because it's really hard to convey what that looks like or could feel like in a podcast, right? So you can go and see for yourself. You're also able to sign up for the beta testing. It's only open to US users at this point in time. And you need to use a personal Gmail to get on the wait list, but you'll be able to play around with it hopefully in a few weeks. I am definitely on that list. I cannot wait to play around with it. I think it's going to be just so huge. And I'm almost more excited than I am petrified. Okay? Like full transparency. So based on just my experience, my hunches, and where, you know, I see things moving, here are three predictions and things that I would be focusing on in order to either AI-proof your SEO strategy and or thrive in this new era of search that's coming. Okay? The first is trust signals. Now, many of you have heard of backlinks, third-party websites linking back to yours, and I think that's going to still be important, but I think that trust signals in general are going to be the way of the future. One of the reasons why I think that is that generative AI needs some sort of benchmark or system to know what content to serve the user for their question or their query, right? Of course, some of that is just the content itself. Does it answer the user query? But there's a lot of content out there. So how does AI choose which content to serve up? And one of my guesses is that there's going to be some sort of trust signal or many trust signals involved in Google deciding which content is more trustworthy or best suited to be given, you know, to serve up to the user. So trust signals, and I think that this has a multitude of different factors, including backlinks, PR mentions, social mentions, potentially mentions on other people's websites that aren't exclusive to backlinks. So like anything that really helps to drive home or reiterate your expertise and authority, I think is going to become super, super valuable with this new generative AI. There's zero doubt in my mind about that. So something that I would focus on is, you know, backlink building, if that's something that you're already doing, continue doing that, but think about it in maybe a broader, more general sense than just getting the backlink. The second thing that I think is going to be really important, and this kind of like pains me to say because it's something I haven't focused on very much that I need to, is video. And I don't think it matters what industry you're in, video is going to be important. If you watch the GIF for e-commerce businesses, the search related to like speakers and address and something like that, you can see the AI pulling in videos. I think product-based video is going to be huge for businesses. If you don't have video on your e-com site right now, this summer is the time to change that, all right? it should be there anyway. It's always been a must. But I think with the new generative AI, it's going to really exclude the haves from the have-nots in terms of search traffic or whatever that's going to look like in the future. Same goes for any other kind of business. If the AI doesn't have the ability to pull some sort of YouTube short or YouTube or even TikTok, you know, they pull in TikToks now. I don't know if they're going to give preference to YouTube or what, but if you don't have any kind of video to pull from, I think that that's going to be, I think it's going to hurt websites. I think it already hurts websites. And, you know, a lot of people, myself included, I don't like watching videos for information. I need to read it first and then I'll watch a video, but I need text first. That's how my brain works. It's how I take in information. And I know a lot of people feel that way, but 80% of users online globally consume video on a regular basis, right? This is definitely a must have. And it doesn't mean that it has to be you, right? I'm not talking necessarily like, okay, go start a, you know, a YouTube channel now, but you need to be including video, whether it's how-to, tutorials, product images, whatever your business is, it needs to get integrated some way. So, and then the third thing is really something that excites me because it's part of what I teach and it's part of my signature framework of what I teach to most of my clients, and that is legacy content strategy. And basically, this is creating content rooted in what people are actually searching for. And that's going to probably change, right? And in season 3, we are 100% going to be talking about keyword research in the new era of AI, but I think it's too early to make any kind of calls about that. But for right now, we still have access to information about what people are actually searching for and what kind of questions they're asking and creating content around that. Now, here's the clincher for this new generative AI. You create that long form piece of legacy content and it's audio, blog or video. And when I say blog, I don't mean blog circa 2006. I say this a lot. Think of your blog as a content hub for all of your resources, right? All of your PDFs, your white papers, your case studies, your freebies. Your blog on your website is a content hub. So think of it like that. So when I say blog content, I just really mean any kind of long form written content that can be crawled by search engines. Okay. So video, blog content, or audio. And then you're going to repurpose the shit out of that across as many platforms that make sense. And repurposing content and expanding your discoverability in that way has always been the name of the game, right? But with generative AI, it's going to become even more important. Remember that first point we talked about trust signals? Now, if you're an AI and you're like, you're looking for an answer for somebody because they've answered a very, you know, they've asked a very specific question and you see somebody that has content and resources on 20 different platforms. Okay. That's an exaggeration. I'm just using that for an example, right? Okay. Let's rephrase that. They have mentions on, you know, 6 different platforms, multiple different times around this same or similar topic. And then you find somebody else and they have a really great answer for the question, but you only see them one time on one platform. If you're the AI, who do you go with? Right? Yeah. The person who has multiple mentions and content across multiple platforms. So Google search, and you might be asking, but Nina, Google search pulls from all of these multiple places now to begin with. That's why you teach the legacy content framework to start with. And you would be 100% right. But generative AI is much, much smarter. Okay. This is search like we've never seen it. All right. It's one thing for you to type something in and Google does its like thing and tries to pull the best information. Generative AI, we already know, is a lot better at doing that than Google is. Let's be honest, clearly. So it's going to be able to pull and condense that information into an answer for you. Yes, there will be some attribution links. Absolutely. We know that. But you're going to want to be present in multiple places because that's what the AI is going to go and look for. No doubt. Right? The AI. I'm like, it's like its own entity, but that's what it's going to go out and look and pull from are all the different places on the web. And yes, Google does that now, but think of it like as a massive blow up. So it's not enough anymore to just run your business on social media. It really isn't. If you want to survive in this new era of search, you have to be present in multiple places. It's not a scare tactic. I'm not trying to like be like, oh my God, but it's just, this is business. And I do think that SEO on platforms like TikTok and Instagram and things like that are going to see like even more of an uptick or whatever. It's not really SEO, right? But search, I should say, on those platforms, I think are going to increase because people will be trying to find information in multiple ways. And who knows? 3 months from now, I could get on here and be like, everything that I said in that podcast episode was wrong, right? These are just my predictions and my thoughts on the information that I have at hand. So being visible in multiple places for the same topics is going to be really important because it goes hand in hand with those trust signals, right, that we talked about. But also, you want the generative AI to be able to pull your information from multiple places. So those are my three predictions for SEO in the future of generative AI search. All right. Remember, this is the last episode of season 2. I will be back July 11th. In the meantime, hop on my email list. I have an awesome, awesome summer program launching that's going to be all about the things that we just talked about. You'll also know exactly when that next episode comes out if you can't remember July 11th. And if you're interested in learning more, being in a community with amazing women and business owners, Visibility Co Club is my digital marketing membership for female founders. And we cover all of this information and more. We also get sassy and nitty gritty in all things digital marketing. We've got a really cool group of women. So link to that to join as well. If you're like, I need more of this person in my life, would love to see you in VCO. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of the month of May and the month of June, and I'll be back in July. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.